there were thousands fewer New Zealanders enrolling at our universities. The biggest drop in numbers is in the five universities in the North Island, where there are 4,500 fewer full-time equivalent students than at the same time last year. Our education correspondent John Gerritsen has pulled together the numbers. Hi, John.
Good morning.
This is a big drop. Why?
Why? Yeah, that is the big question. I asked all the universities to provide a bit of commentary with their numbers, and the one thing that they were all saying was higher employment. So more people can find a job, so they don't need to retrain.
We had that last year.
Well, it's really biting now. One other factor, though, they're also saying that there's fewer school leavers with university entrance, and of course there'll also be school leavers who can maybe find work straight out of school, maybe thinking, actually, I'll delay my study. So there's a whole range of factors at play in there. But I think what's really interesting is that you've seen five North Island universities all report this drop in full-time equivalent domestic student numbers. We've got numbers for Lincoln and Canterbury. Their numbers are up. We don't have numbers for Otago, so we don't know if this is a, you know, South Island, North Island phenomenon, but it's certainly a bit of a divide at the moment.
Interesting. What is the impact for those North Island universities? I mean, is this going to mean that those universities are going to have to cut costs? They're going to have to presumably, possibly even lay off staff?
Well, quite possibly, because the thing that's happening at the same time as this is that foreign students are returning. So the key equation for the universities is, okay, we've lost some domestic students. Have they gained enough foreign students to more than make up? Because my sort of back of an envelope calculation here is that this fall in domestic students is worth, you know, around $60 million a year, probably more in government funding and fees. So are they getting more foreign students? And at this stage, it looks like Auckland, AUT, Waikato, they've done okay with the foreign students. Massey and Vic, the numbers have not balanced out.
How much of this in itself is about cost of living? We know in Wellington, for example, rents, you know, very difficult for students. Many students have to work 15, 20 hours a week in order to subsidise their living, and to even with a student loan allowance, to do it.
It could well be a factor. It's certainly been talked about by students. And when you look at these figures, you see Victoria actually, percentage-wise, has had the biggest drop in domestic full-time equivalents. It's down 10%, which is a lot. Massey's down 8%. So quite what's going on there, people will be trying to analyse. Certainly Victoria said in its commentary about this is that there's changing student demand, but they did say also cost of living was a factor. If you look at Massey, they have a large extramural program, tends to be quite popular with people who are perhaps retraining, studying while they're looking after children, or maybe while they're working part-time. There's high employment, so there's less demand for some of those extramural programs. At least that's sort of the thinking at this stage.
What impact has the disruption from COVID and the new, you know, the use of Zoom calls for lectures and the reliance on YouTube backed up lectures? You know, there's the shift back to getting students back into the lecture theatres. I know there's been some resistance in some places. It's sort of, you know, it's, everything's been thrown up in the air, and I just wonder what impact that may have had on the studying experience.
Well, certainly you hear from lecturers that they're not happy about it, and that at times, certainly say Mondays and Fridays, the campuses can be a bit deserted. There's an attempt by universities to re-energise things, bring students back into the lecture halls. In terms of how that sort of affected enrolments and so forth, I don't know. I mean, you may have students leaving school thinking, why would I go to university to study online? It's a really hard one to figure how that's going to play out over time.
Just finally, do we have any figures on the subjects areas which are dropping off?
No, we don't, unfortunately. But I know Waikato was saying, look, we've got really good enrolments in things like law and nursing, because they've had the smallest drop of all the North Island universities.
Very good. Interesting stuff. Thank you very much for that. That is our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.